What my children remember. The sight of helicopters circling the sky on mornings when the sky broke into shrapnel, falling on our roofs as we quivered out of the dread of being dead, as we crouched behind the doors, the air emitting smoke, the cadence of bullets quieting the sound of the world, leaving us to stare deep into the residues of blasted things, into the dreams turned to embers, to things that slipped off our fingers as we held them like a baby, thinking we could revive some things out of everything we toiled for years under the sun, far away from our families. My children remember the mornings after houses became ruins, the sadness on the faces of those who managed to bury their beloveds after the blast, those who resorted to singing a threnody every night for years, those who dressed their hearts in grief as war buried their dreams. My children remember their schools left as wreckage, the streets where they walked before the blast becoming silent alleys, bereft of the usual talks of people walking home on night when the streetlights beamed steadily, illuminating the world. My children remember the emptiness of waiting behind when home was a grenade raining everything, when home was a book full of the names of the dead, the dying, the ones lost to blast, the ones leaving home for exile.